on the phone with us this morning, right here live at our studio, on the phone, I should say. Greg Gianforte, the Montana governor. Greg, how are you today?
Good, Ross. Good to be with you.
You as well. We have some breaking news this morning right here, and one of our lead stories today. Canadian protesters at the border crossing north of Sweetgrass have ended their blockade, and they're leaving the port of entry after more than 2 weeks of protesting Canada's COVID-19 restrictions.
This has been a frustrating situation for everybody. Getting rid of these exemptions for truckers was just wrong-headed.
Mm-hmm.
That's why this morning I'm sending a letter along with 16 other governors and the premier from Alberta to both Trudeau and Biden, asking them to reverse it. We're seeing disruptions across the country. It's jeopardizing the supply chain. And they could do more to end this more quickly. I understand the frustration the truckers have had, but blocking the border is not helping anybody.
Well, $44 million bucks in goods travel through that crossing, Sweetgrass
right.
crossing, in a day. That's pretty incredible.
It is. And we need to have open borders and communication, and these mandates should end. We've ended all of them in Montana, and I'm just calling on the Biden administration and the Trudeau administration to end these ridiculous restrictions that are further jeopardizing our supply chain and driving up costs.
Well, Governor, also in the news today, you're talking about a special session of the legislature to approve new voting districts for electing members. Now, Derek Skies, one of our guys right here in Kalispell, wants to run for a seat on the PSC, sending a letter out asking lawmakers to support a special session as well.
Yeah, and I've been really clear. We've been in very close contact with the legislative leadership, both the Speaker of the House and the President of the Senate. And I'm happy to call a special session if we decide one is required and the leadership shows me they have a plan and they have the votes so that we can come in, get the people's business done, and go home. I'm a little hesitant only because of the cost associated with it. And I haven't at this point seen the necessity of calling it until we see what the court does.
Talking about letters, you sent a letter last week, open letter actually, to the Montana healthcare professionals. First of all, thanking them for their work, particularly amid the pandemic. Talk about that letter and what that led to.
Really, for two reasons. One, as you mentioned, I just wanted to thank these heroic healthcare workers, nurses, doctors, technicians, kitchen staff, all the people that have been coming to work every day for the last 2 years to take care of us through this pandemic. And secondly, to urge them to stay on the job. CMS, again, more federal mandates that are not that welcome. In Montana, we don't want to discriminate based on vaccination status. I think Montanans can make that decision best for themselves with consultation with medical professionals. But in this case, CMS said, listen, if you want to keep getting federal money for Medicare and Medicaid, you got to be vaccinated or have a religious exemption or a medical exemption. And in my letter, I laid out the guidance we had given to all the hospitals and healthcare facilities that they are required by law to provide a process by which you can make a claim of religious exemption. And I'm pleased to report, based on that, I had conversations with executives at Logan Health and other hospitals across the state. They are granting those based on self-attestation of the employees. Thousands have been granted, and that's going to allow these hardworking nurses and doctors to stay on the job.
That's great. And the biggest thing on our mind right here in Montana, and specifically the Flathead Valley, is inflation. As you know, Governor, prices at the pump, the stores, through the roof, 9% in the Rocky Mountain West, even higher nationwide. What do you have to say about all this? What's happening out there?
Well, it's you're right. It's taken a bite out of everybody's paycheck, and it is 9% in the Rocky Mountain West. That's some of the highest in the country. It's worse at the pump. We see it in housing prices, just a kind of across the board. And the solution's really easy. The federal government needs to turn off their spigot of debt spending. It's really simple. If you have a dollar and the federal government prints another dollar and puts it in circulation, the dollar that you work so hard for is now only worth 50 cents. That's what's going on. They're running the printing presses overtime in Washington. And my message to the Biden administration is really clear. Shut off the spigot so we can get back to more normal pricing.
The question is, are they listening? in Washington?
I don't think so. I heard a news report today. You know, we're seeing there's just over 200 people in the hospital statewide. That number comes down almost every day. We're still seeing a lot of infections, but this Omicron has the symptoms of the flu. It's not as severe as Delta. We're on the other side of this pandemic, and yet the Biden administration says, no, 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 we need more mandates. We need more spending just to get through this. I don't think they're looking at the facts.
And one more thing, Governor, earlier this month, you proclaimed February, this month, Career and Technical Education, CTE month, in the state to recognize the role of career and technical education in empowering students with skills needed for career readiness. We've been talking about this a lot here, about these type of remedies for unemployment. What's going on there? This is pretty darn cool.
Yeah, we're taking the whole month to highlight it. I'm going to be doing a bunch of visits to businesses that have apprenticeship and internships. I'm going to high schools that have put shop class back so we can get carpenters and plumbers and electricians. We're highlighting the work we did in the legislature to actually pay employers scholarship money to send their employees to get trades education. These are great careers. We don't have enough housing. You know, we need stuff built. These are careers that you can support a family on. We want to highlight it all month in our CTE, Career and Technical Education Awareness Month.
Well, geez, thanks for doing that. And we have one more question. On a personal note, we get to see you on Facebook and social media and the food pictures that you post. And most of the time, it's big game. And we're wondering, do you do your own cooking?
I do. Yeah, this is therapy for me. You know, I took my daughter to work when she was young. She's now married and she's a school teacher. But when she was about 8, I took her to work. And it was father-daughter day. She spent the morning. I come home. My wife, Susan, says to Rachel, "What'd you think of Daddy's work?" And she said, with the candor that only a small child can have, "He doesn't work, he just talks on the phone." So coming home and going in the kitchen and making a meal with my hands, and I have some work product to show for it that I can enjoy, it's therapy. There's nothing better than fussing over a meal, sitting down to enjoy it with good friends and a nice glass of wine. And that's my favorite thing.
Governor, we thank you for joining us today and keeping us up to date on all things Montana. We sure appreciate your time.
My pleasure.